Can I get your name and position?
Michelle Pagel, Clinical Practice Support Registered Nurse at St. Clair's Hospital and the Family Birth Center.
Why don't we start off with a quick question about Safe Sitter? This is a program that's been around for a while and is there to make sure that teenagers that are going to be babysitting are ready in case something happens.
What Safe Sitter does is it's geared towards 11 to 13-year-olds. There is no doubt today that babysitters have increased responsibility. Because of that, Safe Sitter has designed and developed a youth program that is designed for that 11 to 13-year-olds with the medical basis. We're not teaching them just babysitting. We're teaching them life skills. And some of the life skills that we include is like a choking for a child and an infant rescue.
This is kind of a basic safety course for things that might happen to an infant. And that's important because injuries are very common in infants.
Yes, injuries are the leading cause of death in children up to the age of 5. There's increase in SIDS and taking care of them, and there's different safety things that parents aren't aware of. So we're teaching our sitters so when they go there, they can identify the risks that the home might have or the risks of taking the babysitting job.
This is geared, as you said, for 11 to 13-year-olds. And obviously this is a group in age which is kind of mutable when we're looking at education for teenagers, for preteens. How does that work for you guys?
We gear it towards it. We play a lot of hands-on. We change the environment up. We have them actually testing out and demonstrating on dolls. We have them doing scenarios, interacting with the other students, giving them scenarios, and then having them explain to us how they would handle it. We do some role-playing, and we also do it at the very end. We do a complete test out where they're one-on-one, and they go through, and we give them a scenario, and they test out on an infant or a child choking and how they would rescue that child and what process they would go through. So a lot of role playing. One of the other things that we kind of stress about is that we help them choose the correct and take the correct babysitting jobs. So we don't want them to take just any job offered to them. We want them to choose and make sure that they're safe as well.
Why don't you tell me more about the classes themselves? When are these going to be running?
Ministry St. Clair's Hospital has a couple dates that are coming up. Our first one is on Friday, January 24th, Monday, February 17th, Monday, March 31st, Friday, April 4th, and Monday, April 21st. The class is offered from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
What's the process to sign up for that?
There's a couple different ways people can register their children. You can go to ministryhealth.org and register on the calendar events there. You can contact me personally, and I have a cell phone number and an email address provided on the website. Otherwise, that can be emailed or a phone call, and I can get the registration and everything started.
Excellent. For people looking for more information about Safe Sitter and this program at St. Clair's, where do they go?
To the ministryhealth.org website.
Excellent. Anything you want to add or you want the public to know?
One of their the Safe Sitter logo is Better Sitters Today, Better Parents Tomorrow. So again, we're just really focusing on it. We are teaching them more than just babysitting. We're actually teaching them life skills that they're going to use forever.